This is FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. I know you're out there somewhere, somewhere.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line on this, the 17th of January. Man, time is flying. And this morning we have with us from Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Dr. Jeremy Harrison is with us. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
And let's see, is this Logan? Logan Sims?
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for coming. And who else is with us today?
Mom and my grandmother.
Mom and grandmother, okay. And they're giving you support, right?
Yes.
Well, it's good to have you with us. Dr. Harrison, tell us about why you're here today. I know it's dealing with life-saving childhood cancer research.
That's correct. There's a foundation out in California called St. Baldrick's Foundation. It's been around for about, I think this will be their 12th year. And they do special head shaving events to help raise money for childhood cancer research. And each of those events is taking place in a local area, and we started one here in Murfreesboro last year called Bald in the Burrow.
And that went over very well.
Much better than we expected. We had a goal to raise $20,000 and to try to recruit 12 to 20 people to have their head shaved to help raise the funds, and ended up with over $45,000 and had 58 people that volunteered to shave.
So this is coming up again.
Yes, sir. On March 16th, at 4 o'clock at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles, we're going to be having our second annual Bald in the Burrow event.
4 o'clock, March 16th, Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles. So you can have some fun.
Yes, it is fun. And when we're not shaving heads, we're letting the kids run around and participate in the activities there.
And let's talk just a little with Logan about this. Tell us, how did you become involved in this?
My mom, she found it in her newsletter at work.
Ah, and so she said, hey, we're all jumping in on this.
Yeah.
That's great. That's exciting to hear that. And you went along with her, didn't kick or scream or anything.
No.
So were you involved in last year's event?
Yes, sir.
And tell us how that went.
It went good. I like to shave my head.
So you had your head shaved. And what grade are you in?
Fifth.
Fifth grade. When you went to school last year after having your head shaved, what kind of reaction did you get from your friends?
My friends thought it was cool that I did that for charity.
And so what do people pay you so much to have your head shaved? Is that how you raise the money?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So... Yeah.
Each of the volunteers to get their head shaved are called shavees, and each shavee is responsible for trying to solicit donations from their friends and family. So each person goes out and lets people know what's going on. That's why I let my hair grow out a little bit longer. People ask questions about it. Why are you getting so raggy, you know?
Right.
And when they ask the question, I take the opportunity to tell them about the event and the reason that we're doing it. And one of the special things about Logan is not only was he a volunteer as a shavee, but he's a cancer survivor.
Way to go, I tell you. And tell us a little about when did you get cancer, and do you remember that much about it? Was it recently or?
It was about a year ago. I think it was in 2010. I think it was January 27th. I was diagnosed with cancer.
What did you think when you heard that?
I thought. I don't really remember.
Scared?
Yeah, I was probably scared.
Yeah. Mom, you remembered, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
What went through your mind?
Just how we were going to get through it. But I knew he was strong enough to take it on, and he survived. He's good to go.
Way to go. And that, again, that is testimony of how today's medicine is
exactly.
different from what it used to be.
Exactly. 5 years ago, he would have lost his entire arm. And medicine has advanced so much that they were able to save that. So, yeah, it's amazing.
Dr. Harrison, that must make you really feel proud, being in a profession that does this and being with an organization like the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic that's right there on the cutting edge. We're so fortunate here in our community to have this technology available to us.
Yeah, the diagnosis and treatment has advanced greatly over the last 40 years. You know, when you look at childhood cancers, it's an 80% survival when you look at the whole category of childhood cancers, which 40 years ago, there was no survival.
Mm-hmm.
And that those advances have taken place because families like Logan's are interested in getting involved in research and fundraising, and those advances have taken great strides.
And so 80% survival, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's better than other areas of cancer treatment. Is it because we're looking at younger persons who are just stronger and healthier usually? Or
I think that's a large part of it. That's a large part. But being able to participate in the research to find the drugs that actually work. You know, one of the problems that we run into with cancer treatment is that because children have growing bodies, it's hard to know what those treatments are going to have as far as effect in a negative way. They have a positive effect on treating the cancer, but those are strong drugs. Anybody that's been on chemotherapy knows those are tough drugs. And some of those drugs can actually cause cancer. So part of the foundation's purpose is to find cures not only that help to cure the cancer, but to try to promote a healthy and continued life through the rest.
And just watching Logan right here, he's a very positive young man, a very brave young man, and just ready to jump in and do what it takes to get the end accomplished.
He is.
And I'm wondering if that's an advantage, too, for younger people. I think as you get older, you are exposed to seeing other people with certain problems and you become frightened and what have you. If you're young, you don't have all of that background to draw upon, and so you enter into something like this with a much more positive attitude.
I would say so. You know, he's got a whole life to look forward to. Back in football, playing football at school and with his friends and healthy. He's got an appointment today for the Survivors Clinic at Vanderbilt, so he's headed there when he gets done with this.
Well, Logan, tell us what you want to do when you grow up.
I want to play football.
A professional football. There's
yes.
lots of money in that. So you heard, those of you listening this morning, you're hearing Logan in his early stages, and then you'll be watching him on TV in, you know, 10 years or so from now, and he'll be counting his money on the way to the bank. Those are the guys who make the multi-million dollar paychecks.
And he's going to donate some of it to St. Baldrick's.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. When you start bringing in the big dollars as a professional football player, are you going to help to set up some organizations to fund research and things of that sort?
Yeah, probably going to give a quarter of it, or two quarters.
Ah. Well, everybody can remember that, too.
Yep.
Sorry. That Dr. Harrison, that must make you feel really proud, knowing that Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and the facilities here in our community have helped people like Logan move ahead.
Sure. You know, each of us have seen patients in our office that, you know, we have those scary moments when we look at some lab work and have to go in and talk to parents about devastating news. And to be able to have facilities close by like Vanderbilt that does research and cancer treatment for kids, and within the state we have St. Jude's and facilities at T.C. Thompson and in Chattanooga, and also at up in Knoxville that do cancer treatment. And all of those organizations have benefited from the funds that St. Baldrick's raises because they try to find the most promising research for childhood cancer and fund grants for that.
Well, some of those facilities that you've mentioned have gained worldwide acclaim, especially St. Jude's and Vanderbilt. Tell us, what does that do for us locally? I mean, does that give the people here in Rutherford County a better chance to be successful when they're diagnosed with these diseases?
Certainly does. You know, to have a treatment facility like Vanderbilt so close by for us in Murfreesboro has some great advantages. Most of the children that are diagnosed with cancer in this area are able to go to Vanderbilt instead of having to go out to Texas or up north to other large facilities, because their advancements are and the research that they do at Vanderbilt provides those kind of treatments.
Logan, when you were diagnosed, and did you get your treatment here in this area so you didn't have to travel too far away?
Yes, I got it at Vanderbilt's Children's Hospital.
And did that change your life much as you talked with the doctors and the nurses and you talked with other people who were similar ages to you? Did what ran through your mind?
That I was luckier than most of the kids who had cancer that were there.
So you realize that then, and you realize it now. And so I guess that's part of why you're devoting so much time to help raise these funds.
Yes.
So you're giving back to medicine, some of the things that they've helped you with.
Yes.
When you go to school, do your friends ever ask you, what was it like?
Not most of the time, because most of them have already asked it.
Most of them are what, did you?
They've already asked the question.
Oh, they've already asked the question. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when they ask that, what did you tell them? What did you say it was like?
I wasn't sure what it was like.
That's good. I mean, that, you know, Dr. Harrison, I guess that's probably a good thing.
Right.
You don't have something to relate to, and sometimes you can go through a procedure and everything, and the least you know about it, the better off you are.
That can be helpful. And they do a great job with that at Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm. So they helped you continue being a kid.
Yep.
How old were you when you were diagnosed?
I just turned 9.
Just turned 9. Okay. And so time moves on. You're feeling great. Your reports are good. And you're back playing football. I mean, what more could we ask?
Not really anymore.
Okay. Our phone number is 893-1450. We're talking about cancer research. We're talking about how fortunate we are locally to have all of these facilities here, especially the people over at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital, St. Jude's, and so many places, and to have organizations like the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, who are really on the cutting edge of offering treatments like we're hearing about from Logan this morning. Stay with us. We'll be back. And when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. If you have any questions, maybe you too have been touched by cancer. We'd like to hear from you this morning. If you have any questions, if you have any comments for Logan Simmons this morning, he's here with us. Give us a call. And if you have a question for Dr. Jeremy Harrison from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, our number is 893-1450. 893-1450. Are you ready to be shaved this year? That's coming up March the 16th. We'll continue that conversation and find out more if you're ready to take the, I won't say plunge, but brave the shave. Okay. We'll be right back.
Don't throw away old flags. WGNS Murfreesboro retires Old Glory with respect. Bring those tattered Bibles here too. We're more than talk. Score big this week at Ford of Murfreesboro. We're keeping the drive alive by putting our biggest and best players on the front line. America's best-selling truck, the 2011 Ford F-150 XLT Super Cab, just $21,988. The 2011 F-150 has more power and more miles per gallon. No wonder it's been named Motor Trend's Truck of the Year. See it today at Ford of Murfreesboro, 1550 Broad Street, or fordofmurfreesboro.com.
F-150 stock number F-363-662. Price includes $498.50 dealer processing fee. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We carry the full line of Tag Heuer watches, all at 15% off every day. Our in-house watch technicians will replace the batteries and pressure test all Tag watches for half the price of other stores in our area. Bring it into Bell Jewelers.
L Jewelers on Broad Street in Murfreesboro, across from Toots. Family Staffing Solutions.
They've given me back a new life. There are truly people in this world that care about the elderly.
Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best.
This is not a high-pressure business. We want you to be very happy when you agree to do business with us.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions.
When you need that help, it's there for the asking.
143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Play it again, sports!
25 to 50% off. A new shipment of scratch and dent fitness equipment is in at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane. Exercise bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, and more. 25 to 50% off. Save now before the deals are gone.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning. Several accidents causing problems for us this morning in Midtown Nashville. Now, this is I-440 eastbound. It's the opposite direction that most people are going to be taking as they come in from Murfreesboro into Davidson County. And that is a bit of a backup there. Also, clearing up an accident at I-24 west at Briley Parkway. Still very busy, I-24 at Bell Road. Get an introductory $39 massage at Massage Envy today. Gift cards available for any occasion. Massage Envy, Cool Springs, Bellevue, Brentwood, and Green Hills. With traffic, I'm Randy O'Brien for WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We have showers in the forecast and a few rumbles of thunder, a high temperature in the mid-60s, and a south wind feeling breezy at times. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber. Currently 59.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Murphy Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
WGNS Murfreesboro listens to you, and that's why your opinion counts.
Look, we gotta have serious talk.
Hey, we care.
I just want to apologize.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450 if you'd like to join us this morning. We're talking about the St. Baldrick program, and you have a chance to have your head shaved if you just tuned in. You're probably saying, what in the world is he talking about this morning? Yes, March the 16th, you'll have a chance to have your head shaved for a good cause. And we'll be telling you more about that in just a moment, but let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm great.
Good. Thank you. Tell us, what did you want to comment on?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you to Dr. Jeremy Harrison for being Zakiya's doctor.
Oh.
Zakiya Cooper.
That, you know, you never know how much of a difference you're going to make in someone's life. In this case, saving it. Very definitely. Thank you for calling. Any other comments you want to make?
No, I like WGNS radio. I got to have breakfast.
Oh, okay. Well, enjoy your breakfast. Thank
I
you.
I didn't know if it was a recording, if I was actually on the line.
You are actually on the air.
Well, thank you so much.
You have a great day.
And I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
893-1450 is our number, and you're on WGNS. How are you today?
Yes, I had colon cancer about 15 years ago. On that, I just like to say that well, I'm 68 years old when I found out I had it. Nobody really said anything to me about, you know, colon or prostate cancer. And I try to tell anybody they should do it early. It doesn't hurt. Have a colonoscopy, and you never hardly even know you done it, and it could save your life, and it does if you check, you know, catch it on there. And I had after that, I guess the good Lord's keeping me around. I had a blockage in one of my main arteries. Then I had an aneurysm in my aorta. Then 3 months ago, I had four stents put in the main artery. And I'm, as a little boy said, I'm 82 and a half years old now. And I praise the Lord for all my healings and everything, along with the doctors.
Well, it sounds like there was...
If you get that colon and prostate early, it's a very, you can get it ill. Because I just, when I had found out I had colon cancer, I said, well, I'm not going to let it get me. I had negative two about it, and after operated on everything, I lost 3 days of work. I just
You're
kept
kidding.
Busy.
Wow.
Now, I was riding my bicycle, sitting near a bicycle this morning at 15 minutes till 6 on it.
And what's
and
your
exercise.
What was your age once again?
I was 68 when I had the colon cancer. I'm 82, and as the little boy says, 82 and a half.
All right. And riding bikes, exercising,
yeah.
All
right. I've been riding for several years. And
way to go.
And I get up every morning anywhere around 4:30 to 5 o'clock, and I get on it, ride it for 30 minutes. My handlebars move back as far, and I do 200 of them with that. And
mm-hmm.
everything. Just keep active. And the young man there, just keep active and do what you want to do. Oh, man, because I was 68, and I went back to work in 3 days. And,
way to go.
And I give the credit to the Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, on that and everything. And I know you had an operation, too, heart operation, Bart.
I did.
And thank you very much.
Thank
for
you
your
for
time.
Calling. You have a great day. 893-1450. You know, that same attitude that you described just a little bit earlier, Logan. Here's a man who was a few years older than you, had that same positive attitude. And Dr. Harrison, that's sort of what we were talking about at the earlier part of the program. It's so important to have a positive attitude. Do you find that a person who is thinking, I will survive, I'm gonna make it through this, do they have a noticeably better chance of survival than somebody who's sitting there thinking, oh, what am I going to do next?
I believe it does. I think, because some of the treatments for cancer are so tough and discouraging, difficult to go through, that having that positive attitude makes you want to keep pushing. And I think that does make a significant difference.
Logan, did you have chemotherapy?
Yes, sir.
And was it hard?
Yes.
So you really, I mean, if you saw his facial expression, it was difficult then.
Very.
And I'm asking you this because I have a feeling there's some people listening right now who are either about to start chemo or who will in the very near future. And the only people they have to look for who can give them encouragement are people like you who have been there. What would you tell them to do?
Just to have a positive attitude and never give up on yourself.
Wow. You couldn't beat that kind of advice. Mom, that must make you feel proud knowing you have raised a youngster who is that way.
Oh, yeah. Yep. He's an inspiration to a lot of people.
I can imagine. He certainly is to a lot of people this morning, giving them encouragement. A young person who... just keeps moving on and doesn't let anything slow him down and has a goal to be a major league football player. So that's exciting to hear all of that going on. And Dr. Harrison, as you move through your life there at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Logan's just one of those people that you touch, and you've had such a positive impact on others' lives. Let's talk a little more about the event coming up on March the 16th. How can people be a part of that? How can they get involved?
The easiest way to find out more information is go to a website called baldintheborough.com. That's our local event for St. Baldrick's, and it takes you to the St. Baldrick's website where we have all the information about our event.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we've already had 20 people volunteer as shavees to have their head shaved, and several of those are women.
You were kidding.
Well, there's a majority are men, but we have at least three or four women that have already signed up to have their head shaved. We had three last year that did. One little girl in the third grade, and she went back to school and told her friends what she had done. And that it really helps to raise funds, you know, to get that. It's almost like a walking billboard.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, because I know my daughter has given her locks of her hair to cancer patients who've undergone chemo and lost their hair. The hair that you shave off, is it usable?
If someone has length of hair that's appropriate to use for Locks of Love, and there's another program, I think, with a company, Pantene, that's similar, but you have to have 8 to 10 inches of hair in order for it to be usable. So since most of the people that at our event have less than 8 to 10 inches of length, we're not able to use the hair for anything except good photos.
But for the women who are participating,
yes.
They probably...
Yeah, we had one last year that had hair long enough that the barbers that we use will bag that up and send it off to be used to make wigs for chemotherapy patients.
So you can help in you know, more than one way by being a part of this.
Now, with our event, though, we don't stop with just trimming it off at the 8 to 10 inches.
It's all the way.
Yeah, all the way.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You get, if you have long hair, you get even more benefit, or the patients get more benefit. So all they need to do is go to the website, and how do they find that?
Baldintheborough.com is the easiest way to get to the website.
Okay. Is there a cutoff date to register?
We'd like to have everybody registered ahead of time so that we'll be prepared for the event on March 16th. Last year we did have a few walk-in folks that heard about it on some of the local news stations and came in, and we were glad to take care of them also. The foundation has a policy that each person that volunteers, if they raise at least $50 for the organization, that they'll get a T-shirt from the St. Baldrick's Foundation and participate in the event.
And this is an organization that helps all ages, is it? Or is it just younger people?
The research is all about pediatric childhood cancers.
Okay. Yes. Is that an area that is growing? I mean, you go back 50 years,
correct,
and we didn't hear that much about cancer, and now it seems like it just seems like everybody's getting cancer.
You know, in the adult population, I'm not really sure, but in pediatric cancer, I think a lot of it is about diagnosis, you know, finding the cancers and being able to diagnose them and then get in treatment programs early.
Mm-hmm. So maybe we had cancers in the earlier years, we just didn't know it.
It's possible.
So early diagnosis is
certainly helps with treatment process.
Oh,
and that's true in the adult population too. Like our previous caller mentioned, that having a colonoscopy and having an exam to check things out when you have any concerns, and then there are age appropriate screenings that take place. But early identification is one of the keys to cures.
Now, if you have regular routine checkups, just going to your doctor, say once a year, whatever, is that going to catch some of these problems, or do you have to ask your physician when you're checking my blood work and what have you? Also, I'd like for you to check such and such.
I think in the adult population that the screenings are certainly a good way by seeing your physician on a regular basis. For pediatric cancers, most of the time they come up as a result of some change in their usual state of health. There's not a lot of screening that takes place for pediatric cancers because they're mostly pretty aggressive.
Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. And let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Jeremy Harrison. How are you today?
I'm scared to death.
Well, you should be.
Right. Hey, woman, answer your question about cancer.
Okay.
Well, we got two or three problems going on in the United States.
All righty.
One of them is we want progress, amen?
Yeah, everybody likes
okay.
that.
Okay, with progress, usually come to your town with a wonderful plant, amen?
Mm-hmm. Well, it often does.
Yes, sir. Well, it's been proven that plants poison the grounds, the waters in Dixon, Tennessee. Do you remember that, Bart?
I do remember that.
Yes, sir. Okay, it happened again in a small town in Alabama. Well, Mumbleboro had a lot of plants in it. Uh-oh. And another thing.
Well, now, I'm not sure we've had sizable increases in cancer, though.
Brother Bart, okay. Like you just said earlier, a lot of people just don't get checked. Till it's too late. You know what I mean? But I'm going to tell you what I told my mother years ago. I said, I finally, after talking to Bart for about a year and a half, I've got the conclusion of what causes cancer in America.
Okay, we're ready.
I'm close.
We're ready to hang on to this. Is going to be
hang on to your seat.
Bit of wisdom.
What do we all do? We all drink water.
So we should stop drinking water.
Listen to me good.
Okay.
If it wasn't something wrong with our water, why do you ever thought we would live long enough to start buying water out of a store?
I'm still surprised that we're buying water.
So why are we buying water if you got a line running to my house and I'm looking at this stuff every day? Uh-oh, and it's free in my house.
Somebody's doing good marketing.
That's right. Have a good one, partner. I just thought I'd throw that in.
Take care of yourself.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. If you have a comment, if you have a question, maybe you too have undergone cancer treatment. You know, it's your phone call, your description of what it felt like that can help somebody else who's about to go that same path. The old statement of the fear of the unknown, well, if you don't know what's going to happen, sometimes the fear of what's going to happen is in your mind, it's a whole lot worse than what it actually is. And after it's over, you think, I wish I had known what it was going to be like. And it's, I think, as you see your patients, doctor, do you sometimes think that if they could actually know what it was like, maybe they would come through even better because they wouldn't go into it with the fear of something even worse happening to them. This is being diagnosed as cancer, that's pretty catastrophic in itself without having to carry this other luggage with you.
Yeah, I think support groups of multiple natures for cancer or other disease processes give patients a lot of encouragement to be able to talk to someone else or listen to someone else's story about what they went through, just so they're informed. You know, being informed about something, I think, gives a certain level of comfort.
And even in the stages after you've had your treatment and everything, you probably still have questions. And as you mentioned, support groups. If somebody called the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and said, how can I get plugged into a support group for myself? I'm a caregiver. I'm a person who is actually the patient. I have a loved one who has this disease. Are there support groups available locally?
There are lots of different support groups locally, and I think we try to keep a list of the organizations in the area, some not maybe in Murfreesboro, but in Nashville, that can get in touch. And that somewhat depends on the disease process. Stuff that's more rare, you're going to have to travel a little further to find that support group, but there are a lot of local support groups for multiple different problems.
As you look at pediatric cancer treatment, are you seeing more and more cases of that here in Rutherford County?
I've been here for about 12 years now, and thankfully for childhood cancers, we don't see a lot.
That's
and
good.
I've not seen any increase personally in my practice, and I don't think in our group practice that we've seen any tremendous increase in that. And, you know, it's one of the reasons that I went into pediatrics, because those things are rare. They are. When I talked with Logan's oncologist at Vanderbilt last year, he actually came to the event and did a presentation with Logan at our event last year. And when I talked to him, he said that, you know, he pulled some Vanderbilt statistics that they had treated 40 or so kids in the previous 12 months from Rutherford County.
Four
different cancers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's... And the big thing is the help is available, and it's right here. You don't have to travel to a distant state or somewhere, because that adds some extra problems.
Sure. And you know, it's stress on family, and families are already stressed enough just with the diagnosis of cancer, but to have to travel far away. And that still occurs at times when there are certain research trials and drug trials that you can get into that are advanced technologies or research processes at other facilities. So there are still families that need to travel, but for the majority of pediatric cancers in this area, Vanderbilt and St. Jude's take care of that.
This morning we're talking about the St. Baldrick's event coming up on March the 16th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles. Would you like to be a part of that? We're talking about it this morning. We're talking about pediatric childhood cancer. We're talking about the fact that the childhood cancers have an 80% success cure, 80%. But it's because of research, and groups like St. Baldrick and the folks at Vanderbilt and St. Jude's, and especially the folks at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, who are the first line of defense here. Thank goodness for them. We'll be back. Dr. Jeremy Harrison is with us, and we still need your thoughts. If you are a cancer survivor, call us. 893-1450. What ran through your mind when you heard your diagnosis? 893-1450. Your call can help somebody. We'll be right back. It is 845. Good morning to you from WGNS.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
WeatherEye.
We have showers in the forecast and a few rumbles of thunder, a high temperature in the mid-60s, and a south wind feeling breezy at times. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently 59.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable Catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
From the tallest tower in the city limits of Murfreesboro to every radio in the land, WGNS AM/FM is everywhere you need us to be.
As you.
Welcome back. Our phone number is 893-1450 if you'd like to join us in conversation this morning. 893-1450. We're talking about childhood cancer. We're talking about the St. Baldrick's event coming up on March 16th, 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles. Dr. Jeremy Harrison is with us from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. And earlier in the program, Logan Simmons was with us. And he was an honoree last year. In fact, I understand there were some other youngsters who were a part of that last year. Tell us about that.
Well, the whole process of the St. Baldrick's fundraising is to help promote pediatric cancer research. But it's also to show support for kids that have gone through that fight, like Logan. So we have honored kids on the St. Baldrick's website. There are multiple children all across the United States that their parents and they have gotten on and registered with St. Baldrick's as honored kids. And anybody that's doing fundraising can pick some of those children to honor with their donations. Logan was one of four that we had at our event last year, several other kids. Two of the fellas that were our honored kids actually volunteered to have their head shaved at the event. Logan was one of them. We had another young man that did the same. They had gone through, you know, cancer treatment, and the other child had been through some extensive. He actually had two cancers at the same time and had to go to Michigan for some of his treatment.
Let's go back to the telephones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Harrison. How are you today?
Bart, last year I was diagnosed with melanoma, mm-hmm. and they went in and took it off, and then they didn't get the lymph nodes, and they found I had thyroid cancer, and they went in and took that off. I had three surgeries, pretty much back to back, and I'm doing okay. I'm just, you know, believing in Jesus and holding on. And the medical clinic, the doctors have done a great job. Dr. Lee and Dr. Medlin and all of them have done a really good job, and they're keeping a close ditch on me. But, you know, it's pretty devastating, you know, when you find out something like that.
Let me ask you this. Since you have been there and you've gone through this, let's say somebody listening right now just got that same information that you went through a while back or is about to get it later this week. What word of encouragement would you give them?
Just hold on and don't give up. You know, just, you know, they got a great team of doctors, and if you just hang on to your faith and hang on to Jesus and just don't give up. If you give up, that's the worst thing you can do, you know.
Very definitely. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. 893-1450, and I think we're hearing that in everything that we're hearing this morning. Don't give up. Be positive. And it's hard to be positive sometimes, but this is one of those situations you have to be positive. The physicians around you have to help you keep that attitude. I can tell you firsthand, I have not been in the hospital for cancer treatment, but for other treatments recently. And the people in the hospital are so positive and so encouraging. I don't think it's that way in other places. I mean, we are just really, really fortunate here. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Bart, mm-hmm. The last call is right. I'm diagnosed with lung cancer, which had metastasized to my brains. I had brain cancer, and both of the cancers were stage 4. But anyway, after I was told that by the emergency room doctor, that night I just prayed, and I read the 23rd Psalm all night that night. But let me back up. When I went in the hospital, I was dragging my left leg. But after the next morning, I got up and I was walking normal. And I have been walking normal ever since. And my brain cancer is gone now.
Wow.
It was gone less than 6 months. And the only thing you can do, you just have to pray and turn it over to God and leave it there. And have faith. Faith is the main thing. You must believe that He can heal you. And the cancer is still in my lungs, but I am okay. And another amazing thing about it, I have no pain, and I am breathing on my own with stage 4 cancer, lung cancer.
Are they going to offer any chemotherapy or what?
Pardon me?
Are they going to do chemo on you? Or
oh, I have been in chemotherapy. I had 10 treatments of radiation on my brain, and now I'm in chemotherapy, and they have been doing chemotherapy on me for 1 year. And the thing that I tell people, just have faith and just turn it over to God, and you will be okay. He will give you that comfort you need, you know, take that fear away from you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what to do when the doctor told me I had lung cancer, which had metastasized to my brains. I had stage 4 lung cancer and stage 4 brain cancer. And there's no stage 5 cancer. And I have lived with it now for over a year. People don't normally usually live with it but 6 months, and I'm still here.
And sounding like you're feeling great.
I am, and I worked in my yard all last spring and summer. And, I mean, God has just blessed me, you know.
And you're blessing others. I mean, not only are you blessing them by sharing your story right now, but I'm sure that your friends and family who are with you, they see you doing things, and you're giving them encouragement.
Yes, I decided I would call in. Maybe I could help someone, but the thing to do is just turn it over to God and trust Him to do what He said. He will take care of you. He would take all that fear away from me. I am just doing fine. I'm not worried about anything. You know, and the amazing thing about it, I'm not in any pain. I've never had pain going through this. And I'm breathing on my own.
Wow.
You know?
Well, we are so thankful that you called, and I know you're going to do great. It sounds like it.
Yes, I'm doing fine, Bart.
Well, you take care of yourself.
Okay, and you all have a blessed day.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
It's calls like that that let you know this is what you have to do. Somehow you just have to, set your mind, I have to have a positive attitude. I have to know that it's going to be okay.
Right, and I think faith is a big part of that, mm-hmm. big part of that positive attitude.
Very definitely, and you see that every day, I would imagine, in your
almost
practice.
Every call we've had, it's yeah. mentioned faith. Yeah.
And you see it in the operating room, you see it in the lobbies there at your office, I'm sure. When you see somebody who's lacking in faith, lacking in the determination to make it through this problem, what can you do about that? Is there any? I know you've been. I'm sure you've been faced with that sometimes.
Sure. I think you know when somebody is doubting the process or doubting diagnosis or you know, having trouble comprehending treatments, to be informed, to understand the process, to talk to other people about what's going on. Education is a big part of that, and the reassurance that comes from understanding, you know, what's going on as much as we can with the process, whether it's cancer treatments or other disease processes, asthma, different things. To understand it certainly gives comfort, and people that don't feel that definitely have more stress, and the stress doesn't do anything to help.
For those people, do you think they're the ones that a support group could maybe help the most? Talking just to regular folks like them.
Yeah, I think the support groups are helpful, and you know, information in general. You know, that's the double-edged sword of the internet. Can provide some comfort. You know, if you're looking at the right source. But some of that promotes fear too. When you look at anecdotal information, that sometimes causes, you know, more worry. So be careful when you look at the source of the information if you're looking things up on the internet.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Jeremy Harrison. How are you today?
Very good. And how are you, Bart?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
In 2001, I don't do things like most people do. I got up on Sunday morning and thought I couldn't go to church. I went on to church. That was April Fool's Day, the first day of April. I went on to church and went to church on Sunday night. I called my primary doctor at 8 o'clock the next morning, and I said, I need an appointment. I don't have one. So they said, we have one at 10 o'clock. I went in early. The receptionist asked what my problem was, and I said, well, this. I went into the doctor's office, and the lobby was full, and they called me right away. My primary doctor said, well, I'm afraid I can't help you. His nurse called, this was in the Earnhardt building, mm-hmm. and she walked me over to the hospital. They had my paperwork ready, and the pink lady carried me up to second floor. I called my daughter and said, I'm in the hospital. To make a long story short, on Friday, I had my family. Dr. Eccles did my surgery. They were all in the room ready for me to go down. And I said, Dr. Eccles, are you a Christian? We need to have prayer. Anyway, I ended up having 30 chemo treatments. My last one was October of 2001. New Vision Baptist Church prayed. I had prayer from everywhere. They visited me. That was a terrible year because I was in and out of the hospital 3 different times, and I'm not supposed to be here today. But God has been good to me, and I am doing a lot of volunteer work. I am able and ready to help anyone, but prayer is why I'm here today.
Wow. I am so glad you called, and you're the last word on our program today, but I think it was meant to be for you to have that last word. You have inspired everyone.
Thank you so much, and have a good day.
Thank you for calling. Before we leave today, let's once again go over how people can be involved. How can they sign up for the special event coming up March 16th?
The best way is to get on the internet and go to the website baldintheborough.com, and it'll take you directly to the information about our event, Bald in the Borough at Lanes, Trains, Automobiles. And you can register to volunteer to help set up or clean up, or lots of different activities going on at the event. You can register as a Chevy if you're willing to solicit your friends and family members for donations for the St. Baldrick's Foundation and have your head shaved at this signature head shaving event for St. Baldrick's. It shows solidarity with the kids that have to go through cancer treatment by standing up there with other shaved heads. We get a choice about that. These kids don't have a choice. A lot of them lose their hair because of the treatments that they go through.
Baldintheborough.com.
Baldintheborough.com.
Dr. Jeremy Harrison, our guest this morning from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Also a very brave young man, Logan Simmons, with us. He had to leave early to go to the doctor's office.
Survivor's Clinic.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And you have a great day. Dr. Jeremy Harrison here today. I'll see you tomorrow.